Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
Vincent the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Check, check, 1, 2, testing, check. Hey, it's Vince, the motherfucking Bay. Back for another edition of Disorderly Conduct. It's Mega Show, Sunday, January 2013. Shit, fuck. I'm doing so good. I've been saying 2013. First time I slipped up and said 12. My bad. Big ups to early chit chatters. City of Flint, Chef Bone RD, Dougie Doug, a guest listener, Josh Peterson, and Von Rage. I like that, Vince. VITMFB. Yeah. Good shit, dude. Very good stuff. So, nothing on the agenda tonight. It's Sunday. Open lines. Call in and talk about anything you want. There are a few items I want to talk about. We got Kim.com. The guy of Mega Upload fame has introduced his new file sharing site. It's called Mega. Just Mega. And it was rolled out with a bang this week. as .com held an extravagant party in New Zealand with full with requisite faux FBI helicopter and raid. He seems confident his new site will survive and not be taken down by the United States Department of Justice. Good luck to him on that. I postulated on the Twitter that what if this whole mega thing is just a mega honeypot? Who's to say it isn't? Anyway. Let's see. Oh, yeah, today I found out about a new hashtag that's going around the internet. It's hot with the conservatives. It's called TGDN, and it stands for Twitter Gulag Defense Network. It is meant to combat liberals' sabotage of Twitter's spam filter algorithm. It's pretty interesting. Yeah, a lot of these conservative bloggers have been getting suspended from Twitter, allegedly by liberals who are somehow circumventing this this algorithm, or exploiting the algorithm. I don't know. So that's something to talk about, and it also gave me an idea. It inspired me to start my own defense network. My defense network is going to be called TBDN. TBDN, the Twitter Bacon Defense Network. That's right. As you know, the Bacon Industrial Complex has a stranglehold on the internet, and I'm doing my best to point out that they are jeopardizing the health of humanity, at least the humans that use the internet. And I believe if we band together in this Twitter Bacon Defense Network, more people will come out and speak against bacon. Now, I'm not talking about hating bacon. I'm just saying educating people about bacon. Okay. Von Rage, you can't like me anymore? Oh, come on. Come on. You can overlook one thing. Just because I'm on a holy jihad to rid the bacon meme from the internet doesn't mean we can't have a thing going. You know? I broke your bacon encrusted heart. That's horrible. I can't believe I did that. I really, really apologize. How in God's name can I make it up to you? I think I ran out of Primus songs to play. City of Flint said X out? You mean X you out? Just banned you from Wrestle League's tiny chat? I'm sorry to hear that, bro. That's what you get for hanging out in tiny chats. Somebody tell Nick to refresh. Yeah. Okay, so apparently I got some guy named Javab. Javab. Okay, Spyko, you know what? Spyko, 2 minutes. Spyko, 2 minutes. For spamming, 2 minutes for spamming. God damn. I can't even get through 10 minutes of my show. Okay, so apparently this this Java guy is going to call in. I have a few different callers on the line. I'm going to see who these people are. And we'll get this puppy started. Oh, yeah, the other thing I wanted to talk about is Django tonight. I saw I saw Django over the weekend. It's a fucking awesome movie. So I'll talk about that a little bit later in this this thing that I found on the internet. A mandatory blackness assignment based on Django. So I'm hoping that Tyrone is listening tonight, because I would love Tyrone. When I talk about it, I'll put the link in the chat, but I'd love to have Tyrone fill out one of these mandatory blackness assignments to a review of Django. So we'll share that on the air momentarily. Also, big ups to the San Francisco 49ers. I am a Raider fan, but I have to tip my hat to the fellers across the bay for making it to the Super Bowl with their victory today over the Atlanta Falcons. Okay. So I'm going to, let's play. Anybody have any requests? Anybody want to hear anything? Von Rage, what do you want to hear? Von Rage, what do you want to hear? It's all up to you. I don't know what I'm in the mood for listening to. I kind of want to get fired up, but I don't know. What's there to get fired up to? Johnny Cash? Yeah, Johnny Cash is cool. I think I only have that one song loaded up. Here it is. Johnny Cash, some Ring of Fire on Blog Talk Radio. Sunday Mega Show. Call me 347-826-7667.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. The taste of love is sweet when hearts like ours meet. I fell for you like a child. Oh, but the fire went wild. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
Broadcasting live from the Bay to Bombay, back to the BK and down to LA. It's Mega Show with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to Mega Show.
Jesus Christ, we're back. 347-826-7667 is the numero. I'm Vince in the Bay. I'll be your autoerotic host for the next 45 minutes. And I'm getting a hit up here on Twitter by One Notice. Spyco, I don't know what Spyco's up to, but and Sea Witch, huh? Anyway, 347-826-7667 is the number. It's Sunday night. We're kicking back. We can talk about anything and everything, and I have a few callers lined up right now, and. So we're going to go to this new caller that everybody's very excited about, Javab, is that you?
Yes, sir. Javab right here, a.k.a. J-Fab. And I'm chilling right now live and direct.
J-Fab? I like that better, J-Vab.
J-Vab. They the one who named me that. Your boy Danny the one who named me that right there. Like, you got to love him. Got to love him.
Right on. So what's up? What's on your mind tonight, J-Vab?
J-Bab, I just want to say, I appreciate Russell Lee. That's what's on my mind right tonight. Like, I have never, ever came across a bunch of people that just accept J-Bab for who he is. Like everywhere I go, everyone is so contradiction with each other. Like, you cannot accept no one for who they are. You can't be themselves. But I've come into this room, and I just met these people, and it's like, the real, I was just feeling the love. The love for Russell League is so amazing. I'm going to join Russell League. I had to call and let that out. That was on my mind today, man. It was like, I appreciate you letting me, you know, call your show, letting it out over your airwaves to your listeners. You know, I appreciate that much, very much.
Absolutely. Anytime. This is an open forum. This is merely a venue for folks to exercise any thoughts, creativity, you know, whatever you want to put out there. You want to promote something, you have something that's bothering you, you want to share it with us. It's no holds barred here, bro. And yeah, the Russell League are good people. They were my most recent in-house troll crew. That's kind of how this internet radio thing works. At least if you have a chat room, you inevitably have these crews that come in and just sort of take over your entire show. And there have been a lot of crews that have taken over my show over the years. Been doing this for about 3 or 4 years now. 4 years now. And the Russell League is probably the funnest. Let's put it that way. Just the funnest crew to come through these airwaves and in my chat room. So I have mad respect for Russell League. They're you know, they mean well. They're fun. They're good people. I'm sure you're having a great time hanging out with them. Yeah, I can see, you know, I can see their numbers only increasing from here. And you sound like you might be a good fit over there.
I ain't gonna lie to you, man. It's like, I'm a part of like a certain type of like
Hang on a second. Hang on a second. My bad. Yep. I have to mute Spyco real quick.
Yes.
There we go. All right. 2 minutes, Spyco. 2 minutes, Spyco, for scrolling. All right. Go ahead. You were saying?
It's the job, but, like, I'm a part of, like, a certain type of, like, organization. And the way I feel like Russell League needs, like, someone, maybe, if they want, they could, JVAB could do it. And I would like to bring Russell League into the organization that I'm into right now. And this organization is, like, we do all kind of stuff. It could be event stuff, like you could show parties, you could have get-together, any type of community stuff we could do together as Russell League or as, like, people of the community, for the community. And anytime any, like, function or event is going to happen, I definitely want to call, place that over the airwaves, and let the people know. And hopefully Russell League will, like, you know, get in contact with me truly and see if we really could do this. Like, Jabba could really make, I could really make a movement for him. It's not just, I'm not just standing here and just talking on the phone and just talking some nonsense in the air. Like, I actually could really make a movement. Like, these people have a movement. They have a movement. Russell League has a movement right now, but they really don't have a steady direction into where they really want to be, I guess. It's like everyone is just doing their own thing right now, just running around doing their own thing. But they need to, like, come together, have one great idea, and make us, like, push forward. And if they're looking for, like, a front man or a front leader for that, I could be their front horse. I could hold a race.
No. I think they already have a front man. It's Schmoop. Schmoop's their front man. Yeah. You know Schmoop.
I'm sorry to continue, please.
You know Schmoop?
No, I only met this one.
Oh, you're a nigga.
It's my homeboy. He's the leader, or not. I wouldn't say the leader, but you were saying lead man. I was under the impression that Schmoop was more or less the lead character.
You see, the leader of the organization is always going to be the leader. The king is always going to be the king. I'm not here to take no one's position. But if you need that public face, that's what I'm talking about, that public forerunner, that dude to be out there in the public for Russell League. That's what I'm trying to get at.
Another spokesman for them, a figurehead.
Could be, because, like, I'm not going to lie to you. I have the streets, like, really, like, I'm not a condoning no street folk act, but I really have, like, a street movement. Like, I could really get the streets behind Russell League. Like, it could happen in New York. I'm based in New York. I'm based in Florida. I'm based in Arizona. Sometimes I go all the way up in New Hampshire. We're everywhere. My street team is everywhere. And that's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about, like, having the leader position. The leader position, actually, I'm not even the coach. I was brought into this. Like, I'm just trying to be that dude to, like, make the movement more explosive. If they're looking for that, that's just all I'm saying. I'm not here to take no one's position. That's basically it. I'm trying to just see if these guys want me to be that forerunner, bring that out in the public, and I definitely could do that.
God damn it, I was muted that whole time. Can you hear me?
Yes, I heard you.
All right, okay, so I'm taking questions from the chat room, and one person is saying to ask you about reptilians. What do you think about reptilians?
Oh, man, all right. See, that's the... Okay, reptilians, it's an ancient race, so ancient culture that's been among us, and that's really what I'm going to say about it, basically. I'm not trying to get too much deep into my thoughts of it, or, like, my knowledge of it. But my knowledge of it is the ancient race has been over here, been amongst us for, like, before us, I guess. And when we came about, it was a conflict with them, and it has not, like, conflict has not settled, and it's still a war going on right now, and no one really knows, but I can't really get too in too detail with that. on the reptilian subject. But they're forced.
That's it. That's all you can tell me about the reptilians? This sounds like this rabbit hole sounds like it goes very, very deep.
It does, but right now I'm not trying to take that pill that makes me large, and I'm not trying to take that pill that makes me small. I'm not trying to chase white rabbits right now, so I cannot go into that hole.
Have you ever seen Monty Python and the Holy Grail?
No, I have not, sir.
Oh, my God. You got to go see it. I mean, you got to rent Netflix, whatever. Monty Python and the Holy Grail. There's the killer rabbit scene in that movie is a gem.
Okay. But have you ever read that book, Atlas Shrugged?
Fuck no, I don't read that fucking propaganda bullshit.
Or you haven't, because in Atlas Shrugged, it's...
Are you kidding me? I just barely saw Django.
Django is... I don't understand where they came up with that concept from, but...
It was a spaghetti western. Tarantino wanted to do a spaghetti western, and this is what he chose. He decided it was going to be a blaxploitation meets western... revenge film. I mean, what do you want? Like, it's a movie. Like, I don't think that dialogue, I don't think it's accurate necessarily to that time period.
It definitely wasn't accurate in those times,
it's Tarantino. You know, it's you're going to go in and see a comic book version.
But you know what that is? All right, since you're talking about Django, I know where you were leading towards that, but I'm just going to let you know, it's a way of showing the people, the masses, that even though it's hard and even though it's struggle and this, that, and the other, you do not come together as a community and make change. What you do is you make a move as an individual. They want you to be this lone individual out there. They don't want us to come as a community. That's what I was talking about with Russell League and Jabba being out there with the community doing things for the community. That's what these majority of these movies are. These movies are where they put you in they put the viewer in a situation. So my subconscious mind is being bombarded with all of these subliminal messages. And the real concept of it is this. In that emergency, in that state of mind, you cannot come together as a collective to do whatever you need to do. You have to depend on subjugating and bowing and doing what you got to do. And one man is just going to be one lone gunman. So they always trying to program us as one lone individual out there to make a change. Because by one man trying to make that change, it's not really going to happen. It might happen if he goes extremely beyond his point, but it's not really going to happen. So these movies concepts are really about. Movies like Django and Fifth Element and all of these other movies. These movies are like Star Wars. These movies are to show.
What about Air Bud 2?
Yeah. Okay, put it like this, right? I got to answer that because. In a certain way, because I can't say anything wrong and offend pet lovers out there, this, that, and the other. But all I gotta say is this: what is the miracle of a
golden receiver? Golden receiver, the best movie. I mean, it's dog football playing football. What do you want? It's amazing.
All right, big man. Never gonna lie to you, sir. Air Bud 2, concept of it. Hey, to certain audience, it was meant to be like a certain audience, but in a mass effect way, how they want us to, like, conform and change into what they want us to, it was not really, like, subliminally there in Air Bud 2. Air Bud 2 was a representation of, you got to say, think about it, the golden retriever. The golden retriever is golden. The sun is in the sky is in the golden. The golden retriever jumps in the air. The sun is in the air. He scores, he put the balls in, he's actually taking the ball, putting it into the net, which means he's scoring. So the sun is over us, shining his light down, beaming his rays, giving us light, giving us life. It's like these movies are so easy to interpret, but like I said, I'm not trying to really, say too much. I would get me, myself, per se, into trouble with the organization that I'm affiliated with.
No, it's fine. All the comments and that are made by any guests of this program are representative of that person's thoughts, and that person's thoughts alone. It's fine. It's all good.
I know that's fine on your show, but it's not fine to the organization that I'm a part of. I will be in like severe punishment if they even realize what I'm doing, talking to, saying certain things like this over the phone. When we speak to the public or anyone asks us any questions, it's our duty to tell you something else other than the truth. We put the truth in there, but it's up to us to mix it up to the point where you believe us, but you really don't understand us, what we're talking about. That's like when a politician stands in front of his mount, or he stands in front of his 3 degrees of masonry on his podium and he gives out his speech. You have no understanding of what he's saying, but you're just going with it. You see, we're taught in that manner while we was growing up. So it's like, you know, that's basically, it might be fine on your show, like I said, but to my organization, it might not be fine.
So the chat room seems to love you, JVAB. Spyco wants you to be president.
Wow. Tell them I just want to be that dude that's out there promoting, giving out free T-shirts over the states where I'm at, having my street team just giving out directions to Russell League. Like, they need to put up a site, RussellLeague.com, whatever it may be, so I could just start flooding traffic.
Oh, they have a site. That, right? I found out today that they have a site.
Ooh, okay, that's even that's
yeah,
I'm
you
want to
know? You want to know what the name of it is?
Go ahead and tell me, sir.
Somebody put it in the chat room. I'm pretty sure it's nazifag.com. That's it. Thank you, Danny Dantalian. The new Wrestle League website is, of course, nazifag.com. Oh, Spyco now, of course, has to spam that throughout the chat room. See how it works with this guy? Spyco, I do a simple promotion, and Spyco just takes it and goes over the top with it. So 2 minutes for scrolling. Spyco, 2 minutes for scrolling. So anyway.
Yes.
So are you a black man?
Well, Java is partly black. I'm partly
okay,
black.
Okay, then you know what? You have to take the mandatory blackness assignment for Django then. All right.
Django, motherfucking Django.
The
I'm
black
sorry,
no,
really
you gotta nervous. go to the blackguywhotips.com. I'll put the link in the there we go. You folks, this is do your homework. Send that on to Tyrone. Do your mandatory blackness assignment review. It's due by the end of, you're going to have the entire month of February. That's Black History Month. That you have that entire month to do your research. It includes a lot of stuff. The assignment, all black people with anything higher than a high school diploma must construct some form of media about the social, societal ramifications of the film Django Unchained by the end of Black History Month. Those with multiple degrees or postgraduate education must submit longer forms of Django analysis. The purpose of the assignment is to verify your status in the African-American diaspora. So I guess black folks who are not from in the United States are excluded by saying African-American. That's what they imply. Diaspora by overly pontificating on the two hour and 45 minute spaghetti western involving one white man's take on slavery as a background. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, and it goes on and on and on. You have to, Jesus, the resources for this project, you have to watch Roots, A Fistful of Dollars, Amistad, Precious, Medea Goes to Jail, Peria, Red Hook Summer, The Color Purple, and all Quentin Tarantino movies. You may also read books such as Roots, Beloved, Uncle Tom's Cabin, Medea Goes to Jail, and Encyclopedia Brown. There's an Encyclopedia Brown? Are you kidding me? I had no idea.
There's the Encyclopedia Judica, which even breaks down the words even crazier than you just said. But that's another story to get into. I would definitely take upon that assignment, and I would definitely get results on that assignment because, like I said, Jabba is out there, and J-Vab, I'm out there with the peoples. I'm always out there, the crowd. I'm a motivator, and I definitely will be able to get that done.
Right on. Hey, I think we have Assert MacFags with us. I believe she wants to come on and have a chat with you, J-Vab. Assert, is that you?
Uh-huh.
Hey, what's going on?
Not much. What's popping?
Oh, nothing much.
I was watching J-Vab in the tiny chat, but it was lagging out, so I decided to just call in and listen and maybe pontificate a little bit.
Okay.
So, yeah. J-Vab, we really need you in Russell League. Like, you can do some really great things for us, I think.
Okay, I'm definitely with that. Definitely with that. So, what type of things do you have in mind for J-Vab to do? Like, do you have examples of?
I feel like I'm at a Russell League board meeting. Like, why do you guys have to host this shit here?
This is hilarious, Vince.
Excuse me. Never mind me. Just continue.
So, yeah, I'm the co-chair of Russell League, along with everyone else. Because we're all leaders. Unlike Anonymous, who says they don't have leaders. We're all leaders, you know. And we need you out in the streets. You know, the street team, the Russell League street team.
You ain't got to tell me what city, but what state do you reside in?
Where do I reside at?
Yes, ma'am.
Chicago.
I'm right, Chicago. I got people out there in Chicago, too. I'll be at East.
You're in Chicago?
Nah, ma. I'll be like places like 15, Eastside. I'll be on Hill Ave. I'll be all over in those places. Like, my street team out there is hard, too. Like, I could just be out there just, like, having flyers, shirts, just making everyone run around, just giving it out. Russell League, like, whatever y'all trying to do. And y'all just tell me what is the motivation and what do you want these people to, like, do. And when they get at Russell League or when they reach their y'all site or whatever it may be, y'all just let me know. And Jabba is on that, like. That's what I'm here for. I'm here for Russell League. Like, that's what I've been saying when I was I've been in this room. Like, you guys showed me the utmost love, and you guys didn't have to. Like, I really didn't have to. And Joe was one of those spoiled brats, and I just find a group of friends I could just be myself and have fun with. So I'm really down with this, and I could really do it. And I appreciate giving me that opportunity to hit the streets for you.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, first time when you came in was fucking awesome. And we welcome everyone just because everyone has an equal chance to kick ass, and you fucking kicked everyone's ass, so.
Okay.
We have mad love for you, J-Vab.
Thank you very much. Like, I don't even know how I appreciate that. Like, and I said, J-Vab, boy, and I'm definitely honest with you. I'm definitely. So, like, I don't know. If you wanted to hit me up in a privately in a chat, so I can give you a little contact info and where you could just hit me up and we can just take it from there if you want to just however you would like it. I'd get on that.
Well, don't you have a Twitter?
Excuse me?
Do you have Twitter or no?
No, I don't have Twitter, money. I don't have the tweets. I don't got the other word right now.
What about IRC? Can you get on IRC?
Yeah, I can get on some IRC. I can host on IRC if I would. I'm a little PHP, a little nut, you know what I'm saying? So I'm definitely be up on my servers and so forth. So I do a little here and there. I got a site right up with nothing on it. I don't know. I'm bored right now. I don't know what to just
What's the name of the site?
Yeah, tell us the site, and then we'll show you the IRP.
Wrestle League will put the site in shape.
Yeah, but there's nothing. One thing it says is high from JBAP. I don't really have nothing on it right now. I was just bored. So I don't really got into, like, uploading anything with my FTP or my FileZilla or anything. I was just sitting there with my Notepad++ just fucking around a little bit. But I'm sorry, my language is messing around a little bit. But I haven't really did anything to it. And they want a site, it's HUDhaters.com. Like, HUD, you know, like, all the haters in the world, we love it. Like, you could go there, you upload your videos. You, mm-hmm. If you wake up in the morning and you hate your mama this morning, you go...
Okay, they are in the green room, and I am now out of the green room. I was just in the green room with Nikki Smokeslaw. We had a fantastic time in there. Nikki, thank you so much for coming out tonight. I really appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure, Vince, and always enjoy the green room with you.
Well, it's part of, you know, it's just a courtesy for the guests to hang out in there, and I like to entertain people back there while the show's going on. So
you do, I mean, and you know, tonight I have to be honest with you, I was a little bit more entertained in the green room with you than the conversation that was just going on here.
Yeah, I don't even know what they're talking about. There's some troll crew, and they're doing like some initiation shit like on my show. What the fuck's up with that?
Well, I don't think it's their own show.
I know. Seriously,
it's not that hard. I mean, you know, Vince, I'm really starting to wonder if these fuckers are just, you know, using you. Hey, Vince, why don't you go ahead and pay to have a Blog Talk Radio show so our buddies can all come on it and do our thing? You are too good of an entertainer to do that. I hope that you realize that.
Very nice. High five.
Why, thank you, darling. That was I appreciate that. No disrespect to the Wrestle League, but seriously, dude. I appreciate that you guys got this new guy, JVAB, who seems like a pretty cool guy. I'm great you guys have him, but yeah, boy, like I can just talk and talk and talk.
About what? I don't know.
I have no idea what
you didn't understand him.
I had no clue what they were talking about. Yeah. So, Nikki, I caught your show earlier with Desert Rose. You did a show called...
Relationship.
Oh, the
it was
show
really,
was
it was on Relationship. We have a show called Rant Radio for Women, and it's on every Sunday at 8 p.m. Pacific. And we mainly talk about... women's topics, what women are dealing with.
Mm-hmm. And today it was relationships.
Yes.
And you had some chick that was in an S&M?
Yes, she is very much into BDSM.
Yeah.
She is a submissive.
You know what? We should get her in touch with Turcoil. Turcoil's into that shit. Like, we should have both of them on, because we've been trying to do this S&M show with Turcoil, and it never happens because, I don't know, he keeps getting butthurt up, you know, by me. And now he has me blocked. But once that, you know, time heals that wound, I'd love to bring her and him on the show together and just let them talk about S&M shit.
I think that would be very interesting. She's taught me a lot about it. She's a little bit more into it than I am. I mean, I'll admit, I like, you know, the handcuffs and the blindfolding. You know, definitely sex swing, I want to try that. But she gets a little bit more into it. I'm not really too into the whipping part about it, you know, the severe pain.
Mm-hmm.
But some people are, and, you know, hey, if that's what you like, that's what you like.
Yeah. And you're also a co-host on the Marijuana Happy Hour, correct?
Yes, I am.
How are things going in the marijuana world right now?
The marijuana world is wonderful.
That's kind of your beat. If you were a journalist, the marijuana beat would be your beat, right?
Yes. I am a cannabis activist. That is my whole purpose, actually, even to be on Blog Talk Radio. I fight for the legalization of marijuana, I would like to announce for those of you that are marijuana enthusiasts that the High Times Cannabis Cup is going to be held in Denver, Colorado this year for the first time in 25 years. It's going to be in the United States.
Sick. I might actually go to this.
I'm going to be there.
For educational purposes, of course.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I'm going to be there. I mean, it's my birthday week, and I've already booked my room. I've got 4 nights, and I've decided that I will be broadcasting from the Cannabis Cup this year.
That's what I was going to ask you. That's awesome, dude. Oh, man.
It is on 420 and 421.
Dude, I got to go to this.
I'm telling you.
I'm totally going.
Go. It's huge. This is huge. I mean, I really hope that it goes over well, that we don't have anybody that shows up that ruins it.
Yeah,
and that we can prove to the people that, you know, think that stoners are just irresponsible potheads, that we're not, that we can do things, that we can have fun, and that we're responsible. Do you know what I'm trying to say? I'm stoned, sort of stepping on my own words.
Absolutely. I know exactly what you're saying. You know what? This goes back to my whole thing. You know, if there are no victims, why is it a law? Why is there a law against it? Show me the victim. Show me the victims.
There are no victims.
Yeah, but
the little girl, Michaela. She's 7-8 years old. She has leukemia, and she was prescribed cannabis oil. And it is healing her. No chemo, no pain pills, straight cannabis oil.
That's what I'm talking about. Good shit. So what kind of music are you into, Nikki?
Oh, I love all kinds of music. I'm really into classic rock. Yeah, I listen to mainly a lot of Janis Joplin, Fleetwood Mac, Doors, Zeppelin. But I'm very open-minded to a lot of other music, too. I mean, you know, country.
You ever heard of Gogo Bordello?
No, sir, I have not.
Oh, my God. They're the biggest party band in the world right now.
Well, I would hear it.
They have a song that is a good saying to live by. It's titled, and I want to dedicate this track to you, Nikki, for calling in and saving me from JVAB and Assert filibustering my show.
That's what friends are for.
Yeah. This is called Think Locally, Fuck Globally.
Right on.
That's all what I'll ask. Think law, colleague. Hey, follow my day. Fuck law, fuck lead. Now that it's rockin', so I don't take the door. I follow my dad, make law, colleague.
broadcasting live from the Bay to Bombay, back to the BK and down to LA. It's Mega Show with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to Mega Show.
Oh, motherfucking jail. VITV back up in this for... we're just closing out our number... hour number one, getting ready for hour number two. Big ups to Asshurt, MacFags, and Jaquan, or what was that guy, Hassan, whoever that dude was, the newest member of Russell League. Big ups to both of them for coming through. Thrilled that you guys are expanding and taking on newer talent. Appreciate that. I also appreciate Nikki Smokes a Lot being here with me. JVAB, my bad, JVAB. So there you have it, folks. 347-826-7667 is the number. We can talk about anything and everything. So, Nikki, you're not a big Twitter person, are you?
Not too much. Every now and then I'll get on a roll and, you know, maybe... some one-liners will pop into my head, and I'll tweet them. Or if, you know, I see an interesting tweet, you know, I'll retweet it.
Have you heard of the Twitter gulag?
No, I have not.
Oh, that's what they call it when... Well, it, apparently that's what butthurt right-wing commentators call it when they get suspended by Twitter for violating terms of service.
Now, what actually do you have to do to get suspended from Twitter?
Oh, there's all kinds of stuff. I'll tell you what got me suspended was I put a link to somebody's personal information on my Twitter,
mm-hmm.
and that person reported me to Twitter,
mm-hmm.
and they suspended my account and. Sent me a very cordial email pointing out my violation, and I wrote them back saying, you know, all right, that's what's up. I will comply further from this point further. No big deal. And I was back, bada bing, bada boom, I was back. But that's
okay,
the thing is, that's the thing is, people can get you on anything. And you know what? Some people even get suspended for unsolicited tweets. That's another loophole, is like if the person you're tweeting isn't following you, it can be considered an unsolicited tweet.
Almost like harassment.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's ridiculous, dude. Twitter is secretly, it's kind of like secretly like Facebook, where it's,
you know,
real,
I was just
subtle,
hey.
Little,
I was just going to say, Facebook, I am constantly in Facebook jail. And so I've been kind of, you know,
Facebook
pushing my...
jail? Jesus Christ, you can't post sexy photos all day long?
You know what, I have this page on Facebook, and it's called Obey. And me and Astra, the lady that was on our show tonight,
yeah,
we run the
yeah.
page, and we post pictures of sexy women, you know, sayings. You know, whatnot. Well, the other day, I posted this picture, and I posted this picture like three times. I posted this picture of a woman, and it was her ass, and she had a bag of weed on her ass, and she had a grinder, and she had, I think, a couple joints rolled up. Well, I'm just so mesmerized by the weed. I didn't notice that her vagina was hanging out. So I got suspended for like 3 days from Facebook. I couldn't post anything. The only thing that I could do was just a message. But, like, you get in trouble on Facebook for, you know, over-friend requesting.
Right.
It's so stupid. I thought Facebook was there for you to make new friends.
Dude, I'm so over Facebook. It's not even funny.
Well, I use it strictly to promote my show. That is the only reason I have Facebook. I don't even have a personal Facebook. I have the Nikki Smokes a Lot account, and that's it.
What's up to, big ups to Shadow DXS joining us now in the chat room. Earlier in the show, Shadow, we had this gentleman by the name of JVAB, JFAP is their newest member. He called in and essentially they had an initiation. Him and Assert MacFags did an initiation live on my show. So that happened. And now Nikki and I are talking about naked pictures and pot.
Yep.
So that gets you up to speed. We're just getting to vaginas.
Yep. You want to hear some erotica?
Oh, my God.
You
want to
hear something?
Please. Yeah, let's
go. Okay, check it out. I got this woman that's going to be on my sex show coming up in the next few weeks.
Yeah, test it out on us, please. Me, at least.
All right, you want to hear what she just posted?
Yes.
Okay, you guys might want to get some tissue and lotion ready.
I already have it. And it's...
Okay, here you go.
It's what do you call it? It's not lotion, it's... what do they call this shit?
Lotion?
Vaseline.
You use Vaseline?
Yeah. It helps with the razor burn, since from my recent manscaping. Yeah, I told you about that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm recovering from manscaping, and that's been a big help, is using...
I hope you take my advice and don't do it. You did last time. The next time.
What did I do last time?
Well, you know, I don't.
Oh yeah. No, I cut myself. Yeah, I got to be more careful. Shadow DXS is saying KY Jelly Astro Glide. All right, I can't keep up with the chat room. It's being dominated by Shadow DXS right now. But good to see you in there, DXS. If you want to call in. We got a whole hour to go. We can talk about anything and everything. I'm kind of stoked about the 49ers, to be honest.
Right on.
I'm actually a Raider fan, so I really should be indifferent to this, but it would be kind of cool if San Francisco won the World Series and the Super Bowl in the same season.
That would be very cool. And
the Sharks. And the Sharks. Yeah, the Sharks will win the NHL Finals, and the Warriors will win the NBA Finals, and that will...
as it stands right now, L.A. won the Stanley Cup last year, so the Stanley Cup champions. You guys are kicking ass and taking names over there in California.
That's right. West Coast is the best coast. Sharks, don't... Dougie Doug is laughing at the Sharks. I think Dougie Doug is a Kings fan.
Mm-hmm.
Or a Duck. Or I don't know. Either that or a Ducks fan.
So does everybody have their lotion and tissue ready?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Sorry, I derailed the... Go for it. By all means.
Tell me what you guys... You are sitting on my lap, facing me. Your body rocking back and forth on my hard cock. The tightening of your pussy lips around my cock will not take long before I explode inside of you, filling you with my cum. It had been a hard day at work, and you show your appreciation was with good intention, but I know better than to get off before taking care of the sweetie who takes care of her man. I am able to reach my hand down between our bodies and find your clit with my thumb. My face is buried in your tits, sucking one nipple hard while massaging the other with my free hand. I love playing with your titties. Like a good girl, when I get home, you always have them ready and waiting. My thumb is twirling around in the wetness of your clit, bringing you to the first orgasm of the night. One is never enough for the girl taking good care of my cock. Your warm juices dripping down my balls is too much for me to hold back. My cock shoots load after load into your waiting pussy. Your pussy's contracting, a relaxing milk, every last drop of cum from my cock. I may be finished, but I'm not finished taking care of you yet. I lay back, grab you from around your waist, pulling you so you are now straddling my face. I inhale the sweet aroma of your fresh pussy, to which I can never get enough of. You lower yourself onto my face and start writing my tongue.
That was cool. It was kind of weird, though, because you were reading a male's POV. It was a female voice reading a male's perspective. It was kind of weird. That would be kind of like me reading 50 Shades of Grey. It was hot because you were reading it, but odd because you were reading in the, you know, as if you're a guy. Like, you should have sent that shit to me. I'll fucking record that shit, dude. Can you paste the link in the chat to that?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't want to get, you know,
Okay. Is there any way you can send the text to me just so I can have the text of it? That would be cool.
Will you let me figure that out and I will try it?
All right. I'll have my people talk to your people and we'll work that out.
That's right.
Perfect. Hey, folks, we have 55 minutes left to go. Open lines. We can talk about anything. Have you seen the film Django, Nikki?
No, I have not.
Oh, you should see it. It's fucking awesome.
What is it about?
Oh, it's just about this. It's like a, it's an, whatchamacallit, a Quentin Tarantino film. You know that guy, right?
Ooh, I love Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah. So this is his latest film. It's a spaghetti western mixed with a blaxploitation film. It's like a revenge thriller set in the West before the Civil War in the South. This slave that gets freed goes on this, teams up with this bounty hunter and goes on this rampage and, you know, all in an effort to find his wife, this other slave who was, you know, somewhere on like the most hardcore plantation in the South. It was pretty epic in scope. Very gratuitous. I mean, like Tarantino films, very gratuitous use of the N-word. It was like watching a spaghetti. It was like a salute to spaghetti westerns, mixed in with some black exploitation. It was a cool western, though. It was a western. It was great. You should see it.
I will definitely have to check it out. I like Quentin Tarantino. I like
it's Jamie Foxx. Jamie Foxx plays the lead character. This Austrian guy who won a fucking Academy Award for the last Tarantino film he was in is the basically the co-lead or supporting actor, but he steals half the show. I forgot his name though. I think it's Waltz or something like that.
Hmm.
Did you see Quentin Tarantino's last film, The Inglourious Basterds?
I kept falling asleep. I haven't finished it.
Oh. Wait, you're falling asleep right now? Don't.
No. I haven't been able to finish it yet.
Please don't turn into bathtub girl and start pretending like you're falling asleep.
Oh, no. See, I don't really watch too much TV or movies because when I sit down, then I want to go to sleep. I'm constantly up moving around doing something.
Right.
And I lay down in bed and I read a book. It's over. And as soon as I sit down, I just want to sleep.
Okay, well, don't do that during the show. We still have, like, 50
minutes. Oh, no. I'm not moving around. Actually, I'm over here masturbating, so I don't see me sleeping anytime soon.
Excellent. Let's bring Shadow DXS on the line. What's up, Shadow?
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, you got a really crappy connection. What's going on, dude?
Here, call up, man.
You sound like you're a Cylon. Call back, dude.
A Cylon. What's a Cylon?
A Cylon is, you say you don't watch a lot of TV and movies, so maybe you don't know, but there's this old show called Battlestar Galactica.
Oh, yes, I remember it.
Remember the bad guys were like these, they're like these silver robot looking dudes?
No, I don't remember that.
Okay. Well, the old school Battlestar Galactica that was like in the 80s, they, okay, we got Shadow back. Wait, what about, like, I got to finish Battlestar Galactica. What was I saying about Battlestar Galactica?
The bad guys.
Oh, Cylons, yeah. Okay, okay. They were to Battlestar Galactica what, you know, Star Wars, right?
Oh, yes, I love Star Wars.
Okay, you know the Stormtroopers?
Yes.
Yeah, the Cylons are the equivalent of Stormtroopers, but for Battlestar Galactica.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I wish I had a Cylon sound effect right now. That would be so epic. All right, I think we got Shadow back. Shadow, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, Vince?
Nothing, dude. I'm just hanging out with Nikki Smokes a Lot and, you know, discussing this and that. I just found out, did you hear about this Twitter Gulag Defense Network that has been launched?
Yeah, I heard stuff about that.
Is that the gayest thing you've ever heard of, or what?
I'm not quite sure what to make of it just yet. I
Twitter Gulag Defense Network, dude. This TGND, it's the new hot right-wing hashtag. I figure you would know about this cause since you're like my resident right-wing extremist.
Okay, so I'm your resident troll, juggalo, and right-wing extremist now?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
You do correspondence for me for all sorts of shit, dude. Over many hats. It's like on The Daily Show, dude, when he brings on that Asif Mangvig or whatever his name is. You know, one time he's like senior political correspondent. The next time he's like senior, you know, food correspondent, senior whatever, gas station attendant correspondent. They just make up all kinds of shit. It's the news, dude. It's fake.
Yeah. Well, right now I'm kind of the don't get the fuck out of correspondent. Hire the motherfucker right now.
Right on. It sounds like you're getting even higher. We were just talking about how apparently they're gonna do the whatchamacallit, the cannabis cup in the United States in Colorado this year for the first time ever in April. I'm thinking of going. You should go, dude.
Yeah, if I got enough cash, I might. I don't travel often. Kind of like to, you know, sit in my fat cave.
Sit in the fat cave. it's hilarious, dude. So what else is going on?
We've got like, you know, caves that we live in. We don't actually live in like normal people houses. We don't believe in indoor plumbing and hygiene.
Kind of like Jabba the Hutt.
Kinda, yeah. Except I am kind of more the Rancor than I am Jabba. You know, just they all just massive. Eating things.
Bug.
It is kind of a bug, isn't it?
Yeah, he looks like a big slug.
Yeah. I always used to love to put salt on those things. My mom said I was sadistic growing up. I thought she was full of shit. Come to find out, she was right. Oh, Vince, I also want to let you know I officially completed the first deck of my trading card thing. And now
I know. I saw that you're already down onto deck number two.
Yes, sir.
That's interesting. So you're going to have these printed up, and you're going to hand them out at WonderCon.
Yeah, WonderCon, totally.
I mean, DEF CON. Sorry, I get all my cons fucked up. DEF CON.
I tried to roll with it, man. It didn't work out so well.
Hell, you might as well take them to WonderCon, too. Kind of crossover.
I don't even know what the fuck WonderCon is, man.
Are you kidding me?
Nah, dude.
Oh, dude, I could totally see you at a WonderCon.
Does it have bacon?
God damn it. Do they have a comic book about bacon?
Yeah. Why?
You could probably get old back issues of it at WonderCon. WonderCon's like the geek superhero comic book Extravaganza. It's every year in San Diego, I believe.
Wow, that sounds like Comic-Con. Why wouldn't I just go to Comic-Con?
Isn't that what I said?
You said WonderCon.
Oh, WonderCon. Yeah, no, I mean it's in San Francisco. I said
God,
San Diego.
How high are you, bro?
I said San Diego. I meant San Francisco. Yeah, Comic-Con. You should come to Comic-Con. That's what I meant in the first place. Whatever.
No, I
don't think I'm as high as you and Nikki, but I'm getting there. Just give me a second.
I think I need to smoke more. Tolerate this. Get your cons all mixed up, man. Next thing you're going to tell me the Trekkie cons the same thing as Black Hat.
Sure, why not? There's probably some crossover. There's some crossover there. I guarantee you there's people that go to both.
You know, I wouldn't be surprised at that. I mean, I personally hate Star Trek with a passion. I mean, that's just...
Yeah, me too. Well, I don't hate it, but I'm more of a Star Wars guy.
No, I've actually stabbed a kid because he was, like, a Trekkie.
Okay, it should come to that. It should never come to that.
Hey, man, like, the dude kept saying, I'm going to set my phasers to whatever applies in the situation, like 30 times a day. Like, you know, I'm going to set my phasers to fun. And it would drive me up the fucking wall. And I told him for weeks, if he didn't stop, I was going to stab him. And the motherfucker, like, did it right in front of my face one day at lunch. I lost my shit and just went full retard on his ass and stabbed him with a fucking spork.
That's crazy, man. You're insane. Did anybody file charges?
I wouldn't let it come back.
Assault with a spork?
And it was middle school. There were no charges back then. This was in a county where, you know, an asshole...
You should have got banned, man, on the spot.
Hey, man, that's what happens when you vote Republican. People start to care about you in ways that, you know, others don't get that treatment.
That's right. That's why you're our white-wing extremist commentator, executive, senior correspondent.
Message brought to you in part about the death of socialism.
The death of socialism. Some people say that we're just rekindling it.
I really hope to God not, man. I truly believe that socialism will end America.
I don't think what you have in America is socialism. I think what you have in America is fascism.
Honestly,
it's the same thing. There's oligarchy. It doesn't matter how you slice it. Whatever you think it is, it's the same rules apply. There's an oligarchy, and then there's the people. Quotes. You know, it's just always going to come down to that: a ruling class and a subordinate class, and there's going to be different, you know, shades of gray in between.
Right, and here in America, we've got at least 50. I mean, the point is, it's just...
Dude, it could be worse. Seriously, it could be worse. You could be in Somalia,
false sense of a government user.
Seriously, you could be in Somalia instead of the United States. I pray to God every day and thank him that I live in the fucking United States, not Somalia.
I'm just... You know, with our president signing in executive order after executive order, and you know, all the horseshit that he's got going on, and his little cabinet of gaggle fucktards. I mean, it's just it's overwhelming at times, the amount of stupidity that can come from the White House. I mean, yeah, there was that platinum $1 trillion coin deal that they were going on. They finally said no to that, and like, I mean, it took them forever and a day to make a decision as to whether or not that's a good idea. I'm like, are you serious? Most retarded thing on the planet. You're going to put $1 trillion value on a platinum fucking disc? And that's supposed to be able to fix our fucking economy? Like, really? Came up with that.
Yeah. It's out of control. They tried just printing money like crazy, but they get what they end up doing is giving it straight to the investment banks, and the investment banks just sit on it or lend it to other banks who sit on it. There's so much goddamn cash that's sitting on the sidelines right now. It's ridiculous.
Well, why don't we fucking do something with it? I mean, shit. You know, apparently we owe all this money and shit to make sure.
Like, these bankers are hoarding amongst themselves. That's what's...
Kill them! Fucking kill them!
Well, That see, I don't think that solves anything by killing these people, because they'll just
we could kill them and take their shit, dude.
They'll just grow more of them. They'll just grow more. They'll just grow stronger.
That's why God made assault rifles. I mean, it's just that simple. Baby Jesus delivered us assault rifles for this very purpose.
Look, I will not let you stand on the graves of these children and exploit them on my radio show.
Take down your pants.
Are you on the level?
You're going to take down your pants, or do I have to do it for you?
I'll take them off.
Mine are already off. So are Nikki's.
Well, yeah, with that little exploit from her soon-to-be show or whatever, that was some pants-removing material right there.
Yeah, absolutely, dude. You don't even know, man.
Nikki, I'm terribly sorry to have just dominated this entire conversation. How the fuck are you doing today?
I'm wonderful, thank you. You didn't dominate.
I mean, I kind of like, you were talking with Vince, and then here comes my fat ass, and I just start blabbing off about stuff.
But that's
no,
cool.
We
just
for, no, dude, this is essentially a variety show, bro. You know how it works. We need you here. Like earlier it was. I mean, that's what's great is you see the arc of the program. We start with a brand new caller, a brand new entity who I guess is now full-time Wrestle League. This guy, Jihad. What was his name?
Jihad. I don't know. Jihad.
JFAP. JFAP. I think J-Fap. His name was. I don't even remember.
Oh, that's pretty cool. You only got like 13 listeners today, man. I guess
yeah, it's a slow night, bro. Sunday night. There's no special guests. There's just it's just open lines. We had it's kind of I almost wasn't gonna do a show, but I'm gonna be really busy this week. So I have a feeling I'm gonna be too tired or too busy to do a bunch of shows this week. So. I just kind of
find like a treasure trove of like lesbian porn torrent.
Yes, I'm a fluffer. I admit that. I also service glory holes, and business picks up at certain times of the year. So things are starting to happen now after the holiday break and everything. So you know,
everybody's getting some tax checks back.
Yeah. So I have to go out and service people.
Now, do you actually just, swallow the payload, or do you, like, keep it in a jar like some of these guys do in your area?
I never thought of that idea. That's a great idea. No, I don't do that.
Okay, so you're just a swallower?
Yeah. We've exchanged loads before. Don't act like don't pretend like that didn't happen.
It was a magical thing.
I know. Our moobs pressed together.
Yeah.
Sunday. What hydro powered funny cars dance to the gates of hell. It's Mega Show with Vince in the Bay.
Oh, yeah. That's right, baby. I actually, I should find that. I have an old demo tape somewhere where I did that as one of my demo things. Sunday, watch hydro-powered funny cars dance through the gates of hell.
Well, I'm going to be trying it now. I'm going to be walking through my apartment screaming that.
Also, an evening with Bigfoot.
Hey, so Vince.
Yeah,
I just found out that there's a billboard up in my area that's for rent. They want $50 a day for it. I'm thinking about like getting a week's worth of advertisement space up there. Only problem is, I don't know what the fuck to put up on it. I want it to be something that's just such a pain in the ass to look at every time that you have to drive by it. People like just bitch about it. So I was thinking about putting up an advertisement for your show.
Awesome.
That would be sweet, dude. Yeah, that'd be great.
It's right off of I-95, man. Big fucking highway. People going to Orlando, coming out of Orlando. Everybody's going to see it.
That's awesome.
And I thought about, like, taking my shirt off and, like, you know, getting screen printed on my gut.
Yeah, that would definitely be provocative. I would have a hard time driving, for sure. I was thinking of something more simple, just like something like, instead of like, got milk, it just says, you mad, bro? Or you mad?
Yeah, I could put little troll faces over my nipples, yeah.
Yeah, it just says, and... Exactly, dude. That sounds perfect.
So I'm going to save up some money, because apparently nobody wants to buy this billboard because of the fact that the past two times that somebody had it, it got fucking tagged by some graffiti artists. So, yeah, they're selling really cheap. But they put up a new electric fence around it. So I'm thinking I can at least get a week of this eye torture and just troll the fuck out of everybody on I-95.
That would be awesome.
Now, if I had some more money, I could go get one of those well-lit boards over on I-4. You know, that would be the shit right there. In fact, I'm thinking about doing a
weekend.
I'm sorry. What was that, Nikki?
Fire in the bowl.
You're firing up a bowl?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Is it smoking time?
It's smoking.
It's choking.
Oh, yeah.
Wait a minute, you got him.
Oh, my God.
I need some smoking music.
Oh, yeah. Do you get some background noise going up in this bitch?
Yeah.
Can I make a suggestion, sir?
Yeah.
Afro Man, Colt 45.
I was thinking the same thing.
Jinx.
Hey, man, this is double whammy. Now you got to do it. You got to play in the background while we chat, man. Come on.
Okay, here it is.
Sweet. Oh, you prick.
All right, go ahead,
dude.
Take it away. Okay, Seth, go ahead.
Cold 45, two zig zags. Maybe that's all we need. No, I'm stuck with you. What's the chat room up, though?
Dude, I don't have that song, man. Sorry, I'm not going to play it.
You can't access YouTube?
What's that?
You can't access YouTube?
I can, but I don't know. I'm just not set up to play it straight off of YouTube. I'd have to download it and then upload it to my switchboard, and I'm just not... It's not going to do that.
Damn.
That's why I ask people for request musical songs at the beginning, like on Twitter, before the show even starts, so I can fucking upload that shit.
Ah. So you thought that Rick Astley, that overplayed, blown out fucking meme, was a better choice than Afro Man?
You know what? I will load up Afro Man. Okay, I will get you Afro Man before the show's over. How about that?
Okay, cool.
I'm not gonna play it right now. I'm gonna play. I don't know what I'm gonna play right now. But what's the name of the song again?
Bolt 45. Make sure you get the dirty version, not that fucking censored shit.
Yeah, it says dirty version.
Yeah.
This one's got the most views. I'm gonna assume this is gonna be it. It's like the longest version.
What's
I think.
The time for it? It should be like 5-something.
Yeah, it's almost 6 minutes.
Yeah, that's it right there. That's all right. You want.
So. Before the end of the show, I'll have that for you kids to enjoy.
Squishy.
Oh, he's like, wait a minute, man. Check this out, man.
Yeah, that's it.
There's a blind man, right? There's this blind man, right? He was feeling his way. I always get the YouTube videos where they're with lyrics. Because those are usually the easiest ones to do. To do listen to YouTube with. Do you do that? Do you use that?
Yeah, because, I mean, I don't watch the music video. I've seen the music video before.
Yeah.
I play it, and then I'll go to another browser, you know, because I'm too lazy to apparently download the motherfucker like a normal human being, but, you know, but YouTube's just right there, you know.
Yeah.
I have actually moved my entire digital library of all my media to the cloud now, and I don't even have it on any of my physical devices anymore.
That's insanity, dude.
Well, I got a free
trusting the cloud to everything. Do you have backup, physical backup of stuff?
Well, yeah, I do. I do have a physical backup. I mean, I'm not going in there with no condom on, man. It's just,
yeah, okay.
You know, I got 50 gigs on my Dropbox. Figured fucking might as well use them. So.
Gotcha.
Afro,
Colt 45 lyrics. On the way, giving you the play-by-play. Yeah, it's 30 minutes to go. We got Nikki Smokes a Lot, Shadow DXS. We're just kicking it here. I'm trying to download some Afro Man, Colt 45, for these folks to enjoy. And if you want to get in on this, it's 347-826-7667. So what else is going on, Shadow?
Let's see. I worked 2 days ago and yesterday. That was fun. I decided to get a little high at work with my coworker. That was even more fun. We I was walking up and down the halls and shit, trying to be extra quiet. Because every time I take a step, my keys jingle. And it's kind of loud for those empty fucking halls at 3 o'clock in the morning. And when you're really high, you can hear that shit really well. So I got a little, you know, cautious about the noise that I was making, going, shit, people don't wake up. So, needless to say, it was an adventure.
Sit there.
I should totally win, like, the Security Officer of the Year award for that one.
I'm multitasking right now. Give me a minute, all right? I'm trying to get
okay.
some Afro Man. I'm trying to get you some Afro Man, all right? Relax, people.
Cool.
Shadow DX. What do you prefer to smoke out of? A bong, joints, bowl, one-hitter? What do you got going on?
I personally hate joints and blunts. I can't smoke out of papers to save my fucking life. I mean, I end up coughing like a fucking baby back bitch. But, I mean, I got two pipes. One of them's a one-hitter. It's a Hideaway Zippo. And then I've got a regular little pipe here. It's just a little glass pipe. That was given to me by my my old drug dealer before I moved to this house. And I've got a 180-gallon fish tank that I'm going to be converting into a bong.
Awesome.
Yeah, I've got a three-chamber setup that I'm going to do where one of it goes through ice, then it goes through pond rocks, and then it goes through a carbon filter. So.
Ooh, you're going to have to send me a picture of that when you get done. I want to see that.
Yeah, because I'm going to, like, it's got a glass bottom, so I'm going to, they're all three chambers are going to be water chambers, so it's still going through water. But the bottom of it's also glass, so I'm going to hook up either black lights or neon lights through the bottom of it, so it's got a nice fucking glow throughout the whole thing.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah. 180-gallon tank. There ain't no way in hell I'm going to be able to take a massive hit off of that. I'm going to get to maybe a gallon of fucking smoke worth and then, like, get halfway through that hit and just fucking cough it. However, I know a hippie up in Jacksonville that's going to love to come and smoke out of this bastard. He brings down some really good shit. I mean,
okay, you know what, Shadow? We were talking last night on another show. We're going to have a big smoke out. I'm going to have to get a hold of you when we do that. I want you to join us.
All right.
We're just going to be on the air the whole time.
Fuck yeah, dude.
So you can last the longest. I'm coming with an ounce of weed because I'm just going to smoke all you guys out. So, but, you know, good luck.
I got free weed from a couple of my friends today as well as, like, a couple of days ago. I've got plenty of fucking pot. And I'll probably put you in your place, lady.
Oh, I beg to differ. There's a reason why my name is Smokes a Lot.
Dun, dun, dun.
Sweetie, you dealing with the
It's a smoke-off. Shadow DXS. Nikki Smokes a Lot, a one-on-one pay-per-view event. Who can smoke the most, the longest?
Vince, it's going to be hilarious. You have to get in on this.
I'll referee, dude.
No. I'm thinking that we should all simulcast the shows.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, that'd be cool. That'd be fun.
And just have a freaking smoke-off. Just from the first to the last.
I'm down with that. Just tell me when and where.
Absolutely. We're still working out the details. That was your blog president, by the way. That was his idea.
Oh, God. You phone involved? Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hang on.
Oh, come on. No, man. It's all about the weed. There's no hate when we're smoking weed.
Hold on a second. Put Super Stick on the phone. I want to talk to Super Stick.
Super Spick, you mean? He's not here. I don't know where he is. He's the president. He should be here, but he's not. But whatever. Apparently, Wrestle League is butthurt at me. I got a very vicious tweet from Meep Kittyfuck, who's going by Lady Meepsworth. She said, Vincent the Bay sold his soul to Sue Basco, trying to steal all her Jew gold for himself. Wrestle League never forgets. Expect beta and niggers. What the fuck?
Did they steal that from Anonymous? The never forget saying doesn't Anonymous say that all the time?
Yeah,
stole that.
It's your own shit. Don't steal Anonymous. Come on, they'll fucking come after you. Those motherfuckers won't forget.
Oh please,
Anonymous. Love Anonymous. By the way,
no, Anonymous can suck my dick, man. Fucking
no shit.
And they have. I've seen it. Hey,
yeah.
Check this out. Before we get into an anonymous fucking tangent, let's chill out. Let's pack another bowl and check out some Afro Man, all right?
Wait a minute, man. Hey, check this out, man. Tell it. It was this blind man, right? He was feeling his way down the street with this stick, right?
Yeah.
Hey, he walked past this fish market, you know what I'm saying?
Fish market.
He stopped. He took a deep breath. He said, woo! Good morning, ladies. You like that shit, man?
That's pretty good.
Hey, man, I got a gang of that shit, man. Hey,
you
I'll tell you
fun,
what.
Man.
My man on the guitar. Hey, fool on the drum.
Right.
Hey, everybody just crowd around the mic. I tell you all these motherfucking jokes.
Come on, man.
But first, I'm going to start off like this. Hey, help me sing it, homeboy.
Come on. Then code 45 and 2 zigzags. Baby, that's all we need. We can go to the park, tap the dog, smoke that tumbleweed. As the marijuana burn, we can take our turn. Singing them dirty rap songs. Stop and hit the ball like Cheech and Chong. And they'll take from here to Hong Kong. So roll, roll, roll my joint. Pick out the seeds and stems. Feeling high as hell, flying through Palm Dale. Skating on taking rims. So roll, roll the 83. Cadillac coupe to build. If I taste them, a CD just don't sell. I bet my cabby will.
Well, it was just sundown in a small white town. They called it East. On the corner selling rap CDs when I met a little girl named Jan. I let her ride in my caddy cause I didn't know her daddy was the leader of the Ku Klux Klan. We fucked on the bed, fucked on the floor.
Woo!
Fucked so long I grew a fucking afro. Then I fucked to the
left.
Fucked to the right.
Right.
She sucked my dick till the shit turned white. I thought to myself, Sheba Sheba. Got my ass looking like a zebra. I put on my clothes and I was on my way until her daddy pulled up.
prophecies and stems. Feeling high as hell, flying through Palm Dale, skating on Dayton rims. Come on, so roll, roll the 83 Cadillac Coupe de Ville. Imitates in my city, just don't sell. I bet my cabbie will. I met this lady in Hollywood. She had green hair, but damn, she looked good. I took her to my house, cause she was fine, but she whooped out a dick that was bigger than mine. I met this lady from Japan, never made love with an African. I fucked her once,
what?
I fucked her twice, twice. I ate that pussy like shrimp fried rice. Don't be amazed. Stories I tell you.
Tell
you. A woman in the heart of Australia had a big butt and big titties too. So I hopped in her ass like a kangaroo. See, I met this woman from Hawaii, stuck it in her ass and she said, aye. Lips was breakfast, pussy was lunch. Then her titties busted open with Hawaiian punch. Met Colonel Sanders' wife in the state of Kentucky. She said, I brought some chicken if you just fuck me. I came in her mouth, it was a crisis. I gave her my secret blend of herbs and spices. Coke 45 and two zigzags, baby, that's all we need. We can go to the ball, tap the dog, smoke that tumbleweed. And as a marijuana bird, we can take our turn singing them dirty rap songs. Stop and hit the ball like Cheech and Chong.
Hey, wait a minute, man. Take
the whole I met Dolly Parton in Tennessee. Her titties were filled with Tennessee. That country music really drove me crazy. But I rode that ass and said, yes, Miss Daisy. Met this lady in Oklahoma. Put that pussy in a coma. Met this lady in Michigan. I can't wait till I fuck that bitch again. Met a real black girl down in South Carolina. Fucked her till she turned to a white albino. Fucked this hooker in Iowa. I fucked her on credit,
what?
So I owe her. Fucked this girl down in Georgia. Came in her mouth, man, I thought I told you. Met this beautiful, sexy hoe. She just ran across the border of Mexico. Fine young thing, said her name's Maria. I wrapped her up just like a hot tortilla. I wanna get married, but I can't afford it. I know I'ma cry when she get deported.
Go 45 and two zigzags, baby, that's all we need. We can go to the ball, get the dog, smoke that tumbleweed. And as a marijuana bird, we can take our turn singing them dirty rap songs. Stop and hit the bone like Cheech and Chong.
Hey, wait a minute, man. Hey, pay attention, homie. Have you ever went over a girl sought to fuck, but the pussy just ain't no good?
Hey,
I mean, you're getting upset because you can't get her wet, plus you in the wrong neighborhood. So you try to play it off and eat the pussy, but it take her so long to come.
Hey,
then a dude walk in, that's her big boyfriend, and he asks you where you from. So you wipe your mouth and you try to explain. You start talking real fast, but he already mad because you're fucking his woman, so he start beating on your ass. Now your clothes all muddy, your nose all bloody, your dick was hard, but now it's soft.
What?
You thought you had a girl to rock your world, now you still gotta go jack off.
Yeah.
It goes 45 and two zigzags,
baby, that's all we need. We can go to
hit it.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Don't quit your day job.
Mentre la multinazionale Thomson si è impadronita di tutti I brevetti della DPL, la ricerca ufficiale sembra si sia concentrata su applicazioni industriali di scarso interesse sociale e comunicativo, il sogno dei pionieri delle realtà virtuali perché queste siano condivise da più persone ed economicamente accessibili a tutti sembra allontanarsi. Ma la sperimentazione indipendente non si è fermata e oggi, grazie ad alcuni geniali creativi, è possibile accedere a dei sistemi di realtà virtuale a basso costo e condivisibili. Parliamo di Rentro Autoshare, insegnare in gran costi.
These top fighters are really something else.
Flawless victory. Friendship.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vincent the Bay.
What a silly Negro.
All right, we got 15 minutes left live in the live broadcast. It's just a mellow Sunday night here. I appreciate Nikki and Shadow for hanging out with me here as we wind down the live broadcast. That was a little treat for them, entitled Colt 45 by Afro Man.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Anytime. Hey guys, you wanna...
have sexy voices?
No, never. You think I sound sexy?
Very sexy.
Oh, wow.
A very sexy voice.
You're not so bad yourself.
Thanks.
I'm not even going to try to pitch in on that part there. I'm just going to leave that alone.
Yeah, you know what? You just fap in the corner there, dude.
Right. Me and my bucket of shame.
Yeah. Oh, shit. 347-826-7667 is the number. We got a caller on the line. Who's this caller? Hello? Hello? Caller, you're on the air. I can hear you, caller. Some weird background noise. Are you there? Caller from the 347 area code, going once, going twice, God, thanks for coming out, appreciate the call, we got 14 minutes to go, all right, I guess I'll just make sweet love to Nikki here for the rest of the show, Nikki.
All right.
I know that's tough out there for a girl on Blog Talk Radio. A lot of people are coming at you. You got catty hosts talking smack about you. You got every pervert this side of the Mississippi trying to get into your pants. This is where you can just relax, not have to worry about any of that tension. Just let it all go.
Take your panties off.
They're already off, dude. Shut up. Just fap to yourself, right? Oh, yeah.
Keep talking, baby. Keep talking.
So, yeah. I think I just came. Oh, shit. I'm sorry. I finished it too early. Sorry. My bad. I got excited. I finished my load.
Homie, we talked about putting the finger up your ass.
Dude, wait till later. Dude, I was like, I don't even want to tell you. But I finished. Sorry. Anyway, 347-826-7667 is the number. No, seriously, we'll go into overtime and do some serious business if you want to. But I like to keep it, I don't know, PC, if you will, while we're live. And if people want to hang out for the after party, they're more than welcome to.
PG.
PG, yes. PG-13. So you can see boobs and people dying, but that's it.
No penetration.
No, never.
Can't talk about penis and vagina. Oh, no.
Dude, you can. Oh, of course not. You cannot, literally, you cannot write the word penis into your show description on Blog Talk Radio. Can you believe
what?
That? What if you were doing an anatomy show? What if you were like a doctor? Is like, I'm going to do a Blog Talk show of, you know, my practice here, you know, and he wants to talk about penis surgery. You can't have a show description about your fucking main subject.
It says that? Does it say that?
Dude, try writing the word penis in your show description or ask Johnny Cush to do it. Or Desert Rose, just try to write the word penis. Also, I think breasts might be outlawed too, or some variation on boobs. Maybe it's boobs.
You tried it?
I forget which one it is, but like, because I do Big Titty Tuesday on Tuesday, and then so I tried to put, you know, I use every variation of the, you know, term how to, you know, talk about breasts. And one of them, it turned down. And it's turned down penises. So for Free Ball Friday, I can't use the word penis.
Oh. Oh, wow, that's interesting.
Yeah.
You know, have you ever thought about, like, just doing your own podcast, you know, hosting it yourself?
Are you asking Nikki?
I'm asking you, Vince. I mean, like, to avoid those restrictions, you ever thought about just going fucking solo?
Well, see, that's kind of what I feel like I'm already doing.
You're paying them to censor you.
Right. I'm not, you know what? They don't censor my content, though. I just can't write penis in the description. Whatever. You can't say, I mean, they can, you know, I'm subservient to their terms of services, obviously, but you can't say the word Bill Wagoner. Try putting Wagoner, Google Bill Wagoner, copy and paste that into the chat room and see what happens.
I tried actually typing in his name one time in the chat room in a private message, and it wouldn't let me do it.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck? I'm not spelling a dirty word or anything. I didn't even know who he was at the time. I was just asking who he was, and it, wow.
Exactly. Yeah, he was that bad.
No, that's the thing. It's not even his fault. I guess it's partly his fault for existing, but it was all because of the Bill Wagoner crew, this infamous trolling crew that trolled the fuck out of him and Blog Talk Radio for like a year straight, and got it to the point where they had to ban Bill Wagoner, and they had to ban the term Wagoner altogether because of this troll crew. They were just so fucking hardcore. He got banned from BTR. Several other hosts got banned. A lot of hosts got trolled off of BTR. That's why late night BTR is kind of just really spotty at night. There's not a whole lot of people because there's a lot of fucking weirdos out there late at night. And
yes, there are.
And they fucking every once in a while you get raided by B. You know, you have to weather the storm here pretty hardcore, and that guy got the worst of it. Like, I've been trolled pretty hard on this thing, but that poor Bill Wagoner, all you have to do, if everywhere he goes, he's haunted by his own name. It's crazy.
Wow.
Right.
And the guy himself is a trip. Oh my God. He's the king of spam, the spam king. He's in spam. What do they call it? The spam aggregation site, SpamHaus.
Yeah.
He's like in the top 10 in SpamHaus.
Damn.
But whatever. You know, I can deal with that. A little bit of censorship here. I mean, I prefer censorship within my show. You know, on my own terms, I make up my own rules within my show, which I kind of make up for. Okay, I think Ihaz Candy's trying to call in. He's okay, so he's been on for a while. His hand goes up. I try to answer him, and he's not there. And then he complains to me about it. And then I say, "Well, dude, what's up?" He says, "Oh, I have no mic." Well, then why are you calling into my show? He says he's on a 666 number now. Yeah, whatever. Hammurabi's code is here. What's up, Hammy?
Not a lot. What are you up to?
Oh, just winding up the show with Nikki, Shadow, and Ihaz Candy is furiously Ooh. Trying to call in.
Hi,
Quite
Hammy.
A group you have there. Hi.
Long time no talk, sexy.
Thank you. Hello.
Oh, okay. Ihaz Candy says he's just calling to listen. All right, I got it.
Just in case he becomes a topic.
Well, I gave him some shit on Twitter for fake rage quitting. Like, he told everybody, he's like, "That's it, I'm done. I'm calling it quits. Nobody wants to help you know, team up with me to take down Anonymous, so that's it. I'm taking my ball and going home." And then, you know, he deleted all his tweets, And then he started tweeting again. And I was like, dude, what are you doing, man? The point of rage quitting is like shutting your shit down and going away. He's like, oh,
well, the irony in that is that's a very anonymous thing to do.
Yeah, yeah.
Did he do it complete with a paste? Like this sappy fucking paste about all the friends he's made and stuff he's done that he can't talk about and he's going to miss everybody, but it's just time. Because that would be very, very anonymous.
Okay.
No, he didn't. Okay, then.
Yeah, so we got 5 minutes left to go. Yeah, Hammy, you just got here last minute, dude. You missed it. We had a new member of Wrestle League called in.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and then Asmer Hurt Mac Facts came on and started. Then Ashurt came on and started to like go through some sort of initiation process on the air, and I put them in the green room for a while. And
did
then,
butt hurt ensue?
Yeah. So then I guess when they finally realized they were in the green room, butthurt transpired. Then suddenly I'm getting vicious tweets from Meeps. So I think I might have wrestled a few Jimmies over there. Hence, they also all took off and left my chat room and the show altogether.
Yeah, I was wondering what happened here. I mean, I understand it's Sunday night, but I don't think the internet got fucking responsible about its bedtime.
I don't know, dude. Well, you know, I didn't really promote the show. There's nothing, there's no, it was just open lines. There was no.
Was it your promotion like a tweet or two? Like when it starts?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no, you did that.
But I didn't have, like, it's like, I just came off a big week of having, like, special guests and shit.
Oh.
And topics and all that. I just thought I would just do a nothing show, a Seinfeld episode, if you will. Just have it open lines, kick it, freestyle, hang out with my homegirl Nikki here, talk about sex and weed and whatever. Just chill out.
You know it.
Okay. Well, you know, that sounds like a pretty good time. Yeah,
yeah.
Kind of spaced out after I tweeted you about your show. I got a little balls deep in some image editing and shit, and the next thing I knew, it's like 11:45.
Well, we made it just in time. We'll do a little overtime for you.
Okay, you know, that sounds good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's Nikki, Vince, Hammy, and Shadow kicking it here. If you guys want to listen to the rest of this, we'll go into overtime for a little bit. 347-826-7667 is the numero. If not, we'll talk to you again sometime soon. All right, getting some major, yep, Hammurabi, major feedback there, bro. So,
yeah, I think that's probably the little monitor here. I'll have to shut that shit down.
Some adjustments there.
I'm making some adjustments for you, Vince.
I appreciate that.
No problem. How's this?
Sounds fine. It sounded fine ever since I brought you back.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Is there anything you'd like to say to the live listeners, all three of them, Dougie Doug, Nick Knack, and Tales of Hair and Harry? Anything you'd like to say to those three individuals before we say goodbye to them?
Somebody dropped off. One of the guests.
Yeah, guest. Lurker, lurker number one is gone.
Well, you know, I really don't have too much to say. I mean, I don't know what the topics were.
Well, the topics were basically we started off with I tried to talk about the Twitter defense, the Twitter Gulag Defense Network, but people were more interested in having this new Wrestle League member dude call in. So that sort of became the show for a while. And we never got back to topic after
that.
What
the fuck is the Twitter gulag thing?
Exactly. But before we sign off, Shadow, anything you'd like to say to the three people in the chat room that are not going to listen to this any further?
Testicles.
I didn't hear catch that. What'd you say?
Testicles.
All right. And Nikki, anything you'd like to say to the three people in the chat room that we're saying goodnight to?
I'd like to tell them to follow the Green Bus legalization for marijuana tour.
Ooh.
Do you have a green bus?
There is a green bus that is traveling over the United States of America, and they have been for almost a year now in support of the legalization of marijuana. You haven't heard about this?
No.
Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. Peace out, you
narcissist.
Good night, you two. No, I'm just saying good night to the people that are in the chat that aren't going to be listening to us starting now.
Fuck them. Where's that Canadian Glenn?
Oh, my God. I don't even... There's so many random people that came through the show this week. It was disgusting. It was such a whirlwind.
Who was the guy I was talking to last night? He was pretty fucking funny. Was he wasn't Canadian Glenn, was he?
Nick from Toronto? We had two Canadians.
Oh, that's Nick-Nack, isn't it?
I think so. Dude, I can't keep up with these people, dude. They come out of nowhere. They come out of left field, you know, every night. I just can't keep up. And I'm losing shit.
Yeah.
Keep losing crap. Anyways, don't you hate it when you lose stuff?
Yes.
I totally lost something very important. So you guys talk amongst yourself when I look for it.
Well, what did you lose then? Now we're doing it.
Let's just say a utensil. Oh, never mind. I found it. Okay. Everything, we are a go. Everything's good. Never mind.
All
crisis
right.
Averted. Crisis averted. Oh, I just need to, you know what it is? I just need to clean up around here. My God. See, this is what you get.
What?
This is what you get for being a bachelor.
You said you needed a what around there?
What did I say? I don't know. What did I say?
I don't know. You said you needed something around there, and then you said that's what you get for being a bachelor.
I said organization around here.
Oh, organization. I didn't hear that. I'm sorry.
Oh. No, my bad. I'm kind of sloppy. I'm kind of a sloppy, unorganized dude.
Let's qualify this. Is this like actually like I'm just, you know, like I'll leave a plate out, but I'll get to it later the same day? Or, like, yeah, I was born in 78, and I have, like, every newspaper from that year stacked to the ceiling.
I think it was more the first one.
Oh. But, like, days on end? Like, just plates
sometimes,
pile up and shit?
Sometimes, yeah. Yeah.
How do you like that? I mean, at some point, you got to clean those fucking plates, and I'm sure you got to let them soak. I know these tricks. I'm a dude. Well,
I let them soak. I let them soak. I know what's up.
Yeah, but then
honestly,
you run out of fucking space to let them soak.
I don't eat in a lot, to be honest.
Oh, Vince, big money eating out all the time, huh?
No.
Paid by BTR.
Wow. Please, this man's BTR's bitch.
Dude, BTR and I are doing just hunky-dory. In fact, BTR owes me some fucking payment. What the fuck? They haven't paid me my... ad sharing. Or what do you call it? Revenue sharing. They haven't updated my shit for like 2 months.
When's Boots on your show?
You missed it. He was on my show on Thursday.
Oh, you motherfucker.
Go back to my archives Thursday. That's what I'm telling you, man. Like, this show.
How did that many days go by? I thought you were talking about that shit like a couple nights ago.
Yeah, I was promoting it before he came on.
Oh, motherfucker.
You should go back.
Damn.
It's a great episode.
You should just go ahead and have him back on. Free promotion.
Should just call him right now. Won't we just call him?
Fuck
oh,
yeah.
We can't. We can't call out.
Why?
Never mind.
Overtime?
Overtime, they don't let you call out.
This
or
is
call
bullshit. I'll set an alarm tomorrow. Maybe we can get Boots on here. I don't really have any questions to ask him other than, I mean, how does he have such awesome lamb chops? But I'll come up with something.
We didn't get to that. That would have been a good question. I'll have him on again sometime. I'm not going to bother him this soon, but I'll have him on again in the future.
Okay. You just shoot me a tweet and let me know like a couple days in advance.
Dude,
so I can clear my day planner out.
Download the archive. It was just a couple of days ago. It's one of the top three or four things on my page there. Just listen to it.
Okay, it's Thursday?
It was just, nobody called in, man. Nobody fucking called in. It was just
what
me, Sco, and Leo, and Boots. That was it. Oh, and he's turning his record into a soundtrack for a movie. And he's working on a movie now. And he called from L.A., and he was hanging out with the director, the guy who's going to direct his film. And so we had the director call in, and he said, like, shit at Sundance and stuff. It was a pretty cool interview, man. You should definitely check it out.
Okay. Thursday?
Yeah, it was on Thursday night.
Okay.
And the first like 45 minutes of the show is like waiting for Godot, but instead of Godot, it's Boots. It's like waiting for Boots.
Nice.
We had some miscommunication. He thought I was going to call him. I thought he was going to call into the show. So yeah. So I ended up pretending like he was, you know, we were waiting for him when he was waiting for me.
Gotcha.
But whatever. We worked it out.
Boots doesn't come to you. You go to Boots.
Yeah, he's a rock star. Exactly.
Here's the thing, man. I downloaded, like, his entire discography, and I got, like, 6 songs that I like. And, I mean, granted, I ripped 3 songs pretty quick, but I don't know. Not entirely sold. I mean, Macklemore, kind of the same category. His Versus LP with Ryan Lewis, the whole thing I love with the exception of track 2. But then again, it is only 8 songs, and Boots puts like 30 on a fucking album, and I don't understand that either. These are all questions I suppose I could ask him. I'll find a nice way to ask him so that he doesn't just think I'm a cold ass honky. But questions, nonetheless. Is it just you and me now?
No.
Oh. What's
no.
up, Shadow? What's up, Nikki?
What's up?
Didn't want to talk to you. That's all.
Aw.
Yeah.
I did it before this. I've been talking all night. So I'm just,
that's,
you know.
I got an arm lengthening to give you, like, a hug.
Are you talking to me?
No, not you. I can't imagine you're a very big lady.
No, she's talking about Shadow, I think.
Yeah. Arm lengthenings don't come cheap either, man. So I'm a little disappointed to hear that you're all beefy. Anyway. Did he drop off yet?
No, he's still there.
All right. Well, lurker's going to lurk, I guess. Fuck it. So what you got on your plate this week, Vince?
Oh, I'm a busy bee this week.
You'll be making moves, huh?
Yeah. Balling and shot calling.
Nice. What you got going on?
Lots of glory holes to be serviced.
Seriously, though, what you got going on?
I'm busy. I got a lot of work this week.
All right, I'll pop in and say hi. I'm going to be in the area.
Really?
No, I'm not.
Oh,
but I am totally. When's your birthday? Like, just give me a month.
Why?
I know.
Oh, what is it?
Huh?
Yeah, fuck it, dude. I'm gonna get on some dating websites and sign up in the Bay Area. And I'm gonna find you, Vince, because it's definitely gonna have like your legit sign, and I will narrow down your birthday, just so that I can send you the Christmas gift I never did send you.
Dude, we are literally the same four people on the phone who are also in the chat.
I know. Hey, Hammy, I got a question for you.
What's up?
Are you going to the Cannabis Cup in Denver in April?
Hadn't been planning on it.
That's local to you, right?
What's this? You guys both talked at the same time.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you go ahead. You were saying the same thing.
No, please.
Was it like, why aren't you going? I didn't know it existed until just now.
Oh, okay. Well, High Times is hosting the Cannabis Cup this year in Denver, Colorado. They've been doing it for the last 25 years in Amsterdam.
Ooh.
I know. This is huge for us, Hammy. This is huge for us pot smokers.
I may have to get on down there.
I've already booked my room. I'm going to broadcast all my shows from there. I'm going to take pictures. I'm so fucking excited. As soon as I saw it, I booked room.
Nice. Where are they doing it?
I am not sure exactly. I have not gotten that far into the detail. I'm not going to tell you what room or hotel I'm going to be staying at. Yes.
That's okay. I wasn't planning on asking. I got the internet.
It's, a little early, and I don't mean you per se, but, people are going to listen to the archives. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, but that's just, I wasn't referring to where you were staying. I was wondering where they were doing the Cannabis Cup.
Denver. That's
right.
All I know right now.
Okay. Well, I'm going to find out because I have the internet.
Yeah, I know. I do, too. I just look up so much shit and multitasking, and then I forget what I'm doing. Look it up right now.
This I am looking it up.
This is,
Oh, God.
I'm a stoner.
The Daily Caller, High Times, is bringing its Cannabis Cup competition for recreational marijuana to Denver, April 20th through 21st, the first time that has ever been held in the United States. For the past, like she said, past 25 years. Taking place at some pot-friendly Amsterdam, where coffee shop owners and seed manufacturers compete for the title of best bud in the Netherlands. But Colorado is more liberal about marijuana than Amsterdam.
What?
Where it's legal to grow pot in the Netherlands, it's a constitutional right in Colorado. Whatever. The passage of Amendment 64 in November, adults 21 and over can possess up to an ounce of pot, grow a limited number of plants, and smoke weed with virtual impunity as long as it's in private. You can't do it in public. That's interesting.
Well, can you imagine the number of morons on I-25 hitting the bong on the way to work? It's going to be real interesting to see what happens to our economy. I have a feeling that, Denver's already taxing the shit out of it as medical marijuana. So I'm wondering if they're going to raise those taxes when it's just legal. I think productivity might fucking plummet, but I think our city will probably do all right. Oh, shit. Why am I not surprised it's on April 20th?
It just says it's going to be held at a private club in Denver with a concert at Red Rocks.
It's at the Expo Event Center, 1399 35th Street in Denver, Colorado. 420 Friday night party featuring Barrington Levy. And then on Saturday, They're going to have a DJ Nika, T. Marlin, the Escher. I just put the link up at your chat board. That's a badass poster they made for it.
Hey, guys, I'm going to bounce. I'll see you later.
All right. Later. Thanks for coming out, Shadow. Peace out, man.
Yep.
Wow, they're not even doing fucking... they're not even doing hockey at the Pepsi Center anymore. That's incredible. Holy shit. They've been downgraded to the XL Event Center. Where the hell is this?
Oh, I wonder if the Hawks won tonight.
Let's check it out.
I hear ya. Oh, my God. They were smoking hot yesterday.
The news. We forgot to do the news, sports and weather and all that stuff.
The weather in the Midwest, I'll tell you right now, is a blistering 18 degrees.
That's right. Correspondent from the Midwest, Nikki smokes a lot, and Hammurabi's Code. We're going to bring you all the latest updates. That's right. At this hour, we can report the San Francisco 49ers and Baltimore Ravens will be squaring off the Super Bowl. That's right. High Times Magazine is having the Cannabis Cup endeavor at 420 and 421 and 422 and 423 and 424 and 424. Anyways, time for the news. It's the top of the hour. What was your question? What do you want to know?
Hawks win 6-4. Start of the season 2-0. See you guys in Chicago on Tuesday.
Wow.
You're going to Chicago
for the game?
Yeah, man.
All right.
Sweet. You should give us a wrap up. Like, call into the show and give us a review of the game.
That'd be awesome.
Or call from the game if you're at the game or whatever.
Do you think it'd be too loud?
Probably, but it doesn't matter.
We'll try it.
Whatever. Wherever you happen to be during or after that event, you'll have to give us a review.
Absolutely.
X-Do. Oh, okay. I thought you said Excel.
No, X-Do.
The fuck is an X-Do? About to find out.
I've never been to a show at Red Rocks Amphitheater. I want to go see a show there so bad.
Pretty fucking sweet, man. I'm not going to lie.
And I guess that's where Barrington Levy's going to play at?
Macklemore is coming out. He sold out fucking Red Rocks in like a week. I don't know how the fuck he did that. I didn't even realize he's getting radio play. So it's kind of surprised.
Getting play. That's for sure.
God damn, this site is Flash only and it's fucking taking forever. It doesn't even want to work.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying about. I'm saying, dude, what sites know how to do it right, dude? It's people like Google and Drudge Report. Just keep it simple, keep it sleek. You know, come on. Just don't try to wow it with all your bullshit and shiny things and shiny object moving.
You're breaking up.
Yeah. You're Patriot Gregan, man. So is it just us two on the phone, or three?
I think that it is.
And one lurker?
A lurker?
I think we have...
Patriot Greg.
My bad, people. How do I sound now? Hello? Check. Test. Hello?
You sound delightful.
Hi.
Okay, I'm back. Sorry about that.
Oh, there's that sexy voice.
Hey, baby.
So, do we have Nick listening in, or...?
No, there's one more person, and they just raised his or her hand. Let's find out who it is. Go ahead, call her. You just wanted to join the conversation. Who is this? Caller. Oh, you know what? This is probably I Has Candy.
Yeah.
That's kind of, why did he press one?
I don't know.
I have Candy. If you can hear me, verify on Twitter. And by verify, I mean right in Twitter. Tweet me this. I want to lick your shaved ball sack. Tweet that to me. I have Candy to verify you're listening in.
Do you keep up on the shaving, or is it going to be like him licking a kitty tongue?
You're so gross, dude. Why do you ask me?
You're the one telling some dude to lick your shaved ball sack. Come on, man.
I wanted him to uniquely verify on Twitter, and that's just the first thing I thought of. Give me a break. Just made it up on the fly.
The first thing he thought of.
Okay, he said, lulz, that was bad. Oh, he did it, though. I want to lick your shaved ball sack. Check that out. I'm going to retweet that right now. Boom.
He's twatting.
So you hear that buzz? That's him. But he's such a elite hacksaw who's trying to destroy Anonymous that he doesn't even have a fucking microphone hooked up. What an idiot.
No, it might get hacked. You never know.
I think you think somebody hacked into his mic? He just can't do it? Listen, it sounds like a fucking helicopter is idling in the distance. Quickly, to the chopper! Now! Sorry, my bad. I'm stupid. All right, I'm going to put I Have Candy back on hold. I don't like that background noise.
He has a mic. Oh, God. Linux driver bullshit. What are you using? So, I mean, if it was like Ubuntu or Mint, that shit would work fine. It's a fucking microphone. Anyway.
Awesome.
So, do you have a lot of people getting in line to lick your shaved ball sack? That's my question.
No, it's pretty short line, dude. Give me a break. I'm desperate.
Okay.
But not that desperate.
All right. Well, apparently I has Candy's first in line now, so.
Yeah.
Enjoy that.
Definitely. That's cool, man.
So how many people were there earlier before you put the new Wrestle League guy in the green room with MacFags?
How many people were in my chat room?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe 20. It was a slow night.
Okay.
And just period. It was a slow night. And then Wrestle League came in and took over for a little bit. And I put him in the green room. And that caused some butt hurt at some point. And then I got... Then they left.
Okay.
I don't know what they're plotting against me now. I don't know how... You know, hey. Come on, give me a break.
Probably going to get DDoSed, bro. Just saying.
And again, they don't do that kind of shit. That's not how they operate.
Oh, right. Yeah, I don't know what'll happen.
I'll just be ostracized. No, they won't do anything overt. They'll just ostracize me, like the way ReaperSec kind of did. ReaperSec, basically, I would say over the last week and a half, my show has slowly, the ReaperSec and Wrestle League aren't coming around quite as much. I mean, one or two of them will show up here and there, but it's except for the last show where Schmoop came through. But other than that, you know, it's kind of the show is kind of waiting for a new troll crew to come in and take it by the horns.
Gotcha. Yeah, man. I don't even know. I thought you had Tiger Coil as your co-host. What's going on there?
I loved having Tiger Coil on the show, but he got butthurt at me for some reason. I don't know. He gets mad really easy.
Was it that one night when I came on and just never came back?
He came on and never came back? It was like a couple of shows like that in a row, and then just suddenly, boom, one day I realized he had blocked me.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, he blocked me on Twitter, dude. And he says in his description, he describes himself as a troll. So if a troll blocks me, I think that means everybody pretty much came to the conclusion that means I win. I beat the troll.
Absolutely.
Pretty much. I mean,
if a troll blocks you, that's huge.
Absolutely.
It has to mean you reverse trolled them in some way, shape, or form. I mean, doesn't that seem plausible?
I don't even know what you just said.
Did I Patriot Greg again?
Not at all.
Oh. Well, big ups to I Has Candy, who's on my ball sack right now. I really appreciate it.
I wonder if he provides services like those fish that the Orientals use for pedicures.
Oh, those are cool.
Maybe you can get all that dead ball skin off for you.
Okay, I'm going to compose a tweet to iHasCandy.
Yeah, he doesn't seem to have understood what it was he said.
Of course.
I think he thinks you blocked him and not the other way around.
No, you know what happened? Oh, you know who else is giving me some shit?
Please tell me it's Crash.
Okay. iHasCandy doesn't understand. No, blocking a troll means you piss him off. No, the troll blocked me. That's what happened. You know, I think he misunderstood. I didn't block. Well, I blocked. I counter-blocked him. But no, that was the whole thing, is that he's the troll who's blocking me. Trolls should just never block anybody. They're trolling, you know?
Right.
I should be his target. Instead, he just blocks me. That's weird. I think that means I win.
Yeah, I'll be honest, dude. I don't think it even matters, because I think that, like, when I took off to handle some IRL shit, I'm pretty sure that the Russell League think like they ran me off the internet. Really, not the case. I just have other shit going on. But either way, I mean, does it really matter? Not so much. You do your thing and they do their thing. Then every so often your little worlds commingle.
I think we should start a WePay for I Has Candy to get him a microphone so he can call in or a headset.
No, I think he's full of shit. I think he's definitely got a microphone. In fact, he said he's got a microphone. He says it's got something to do with his motherboard not being supported by Linux, which, I mean, Jesus Christ, whatever machine you're on, it's got to be like 6 years old.
I just got a tweet from Sinister who said, I swear, you let iHasCandy on your radio show, I've lost all respect. He's more of an attention whore than Britney Spears. I'm not contending that he's an attention whore. It's kind of fun to have attention whores on the show because then you get to see him get taken down to size by people like Sinister. Oh, and people like this guy, X-Citizen 10. This dude, X-Citizen 10, is, like, just fucking jumped on me because, I disagreed with him. One of these guys that writes for Brooks Bain.
Who the fuck is that?
Exactly. Let's see. We have no. Brooks Bain is a he's a Federalist. He's a right wing blogger. Big ups to Robotic Chaotic. I think she saw the retweet of I Has Candy saying he wanted to lick my shaved ball sack, and she says, "Holy fuck face!" Her face. Oh no, holy face fuck.
She's got nice titties.
Yeah, so I hear.
you put her pictures up on your Big Titty
no,
Tuesday
yeah, she's,
show.
She's the inspiration for Big Titty Tuesday. Are you kidding me? She sends me, like, all her pics. That, like, they're just all her of her when I do that.
Nice.
Nikki,
question.
Send me a picture of your cleavage or like a nice little cleavage shot that I can put on the slideshow.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
I'll think about it.
All right. I mean, we don't have to say who it is. Like, there's other people that actually Asshurt did it. Not her. She didn't fully.
You don't understand. There's one other man out there that would recognize that cleavage right away.
And he wouldn't approve?
No. No.
That's too bad.
Whose cleavage? Robotics or Nikki's?
Nikki's. Robotics is already it's already up there. I'm trying to mix it up. I'm trying to find to get some other people up in there. No, I totally respect
Who's
that.
Who's going to get upset about cleavage?
A jealous husband?
Yeah, that's a little over the top, though. I mean,
you don't think that it would be over the top for me to let Vince post my cleavage on his banner when we pretty much do our shows at the same time? And my husband would see that? You don't think that he would see this?
Yeah, that I totally.
If it were me, I wouldn't really give a shit. I guess. I mean,
you know what? That probably should have been asked off air, and we could have done it anonymously. But it wouldn't even.
Oh no, no! It's okay. I mean, it's okay that we're discussing.
Uh-oh,
is
she gonna get mad that we're talking about your cleavage?
No, not one bit. Believe me, we talk about a lot worse on other shows.
Dude, you gotta. Have you ever heard their sex show?
Parts.
Yeah, it's good. Just check it out.
Thank you. I take great pride in my sex show.
You should.
I think Candy is just dominating my timeline right now.
My battery's dying.
On your phone or?
Yeah.
On everything.
Smooth.
No, I had to go batteries today.
Oh, that's cool. No problem. We're gonna probably wrap it up soon, anyways. I feel like this
can't really go anywhere.
This puppy has kind of run its course.
All right, man. Nikki, have a good night, and Vince, you have a good night.
All right, Hammurabi, thanks for coming out, dude.
I love you both. Good night.
Later. Yes. There he goes, Hammurabi's code. Well, Nikki, it's just you, me, and my husband Candy who can't talk now. What should we do?
What could we do, Ben?
Oh, I could think of a lot of things.
I can too.
You know what we could
but
do? We could do
might that. Be a better left said off air.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe we should go in the green room for a little bit. I can turn on some music for I Has Candy, who's still lurking.
I wonder if he has any requests.
Yeah. Hey, I Has Candy, what would you like to listen to while Nikki and I step into the green room for a minute? Go ahead and just tweet that to me. This is going to be good. What kind of music? This is a good way to let's cyber Vince. No, dude. We're gonna play a track for you. I want to get to know you. I as Candy. I always ask people what kind of music they listen to and stuff. How about "Fuck You Like an Animal"? Perfect. Perfect request.
Great.
Let's see. Let me find that for you, dude. That's by Fleetwood Mac, right?
Nine Inch Nails.
There it is. thanks for tuning in, Asshurt MacFags. Dude, you should totally get a mic and a headset or whatever. Get your technology up to speed and call in sometime, dude. In the meantime, enjoy this track. And Nikki, shall we?
You let me violate you. You let me desecrate you. You let me penetrate you. You let me complicate you. Help me. I broke apart my insides. Help me. I've got no soul to tell. Help me. The only thing that works for me. Help me get.
if you're having troll problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 trolls and a bitch ain't one.
Got maximum control of the crap patrol.
Hoes want to make sure my casket's closed.
Bitch ass troll says flippity floppity floopity.
I'm from the Bay, stupid.
What type of facts are those?
If you grew up with hoes and your pantaloons,
celebrate the minute that you was having a hoe.
I like fuck hoes.
You can kiss my whole asshole.
If you don't like my floppy, you can press a bitch.
I got beef with radio if they don't play my show. They don't take a hint.
Well, I don't give a shit.
So
that bitch is trying to use my white ass. For ass.
Fuckers!
I don't know what you're taking me as.
So understand the intelligence that Vincent the Bay has.
I'm from hags, bitches, niggas. I ain't dumb.
I got 99 trolls.
And a bitch ain't one.
I got 99 trolls, but a bitch ain't one.
If you're having troll problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 trolls.
But a bitch ain't one. Hit me!
Hi, I was just wondering what this show was all about.
Tonight, it's open line. It's all about you, sister. So whatever's on your mind, share it with us.
I just broke up with my boyfriend, and I was wondering what I should do to get him back.
Do you give a good blowjob?
Well, not exactly. I'm missing a couple fingers
on one
hand.
Hang on. There's the problem right there. Maybe you wouldn't have lost your boyfriend in the first place had you learned how to give proper fellatio.
Next.
Yeah, all right, let's take another call. We got a block number here, 111. You're on the air. Okay, I don't want to hear your stupid ringtone.
Well, my name is Kate, and I live in Chicago, and I just thought that, you know, you sound like a babe.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
What a good with you, bitch.
What's on your mind tonight, dude?
Oh, man, shit, nothing. Just tuning into your little mega show.
Thank you for the love, folks. I really appreciate it.
So I'm a homosexual, and my dad said that the earthquake in Japan was my fault because I listened to devil worshiping music like Lady Gaga and Rihanna. What's your opinion on that?
I say fuck what people say about you. If you like Lady Gaga, more power to you, brother.
Ago. A nigga like myself had a strong arm, a hoe. This is not a hoe in the sense of having a pussy, but a pussy having no goddamn sense, trying to push me. I try to ignore him, talk to the Lord, pray for him, but some fools just not of a form. You know the type, loud as a motorbike, but wouldn't bust a grape in a fruit fight. And only thing that's gonna happen is I'ma get the clapping, and he and his boys gonna be yapping to the captain. And there I go trapped in a Kit Kat again. Back through the system with the riffraff again. Fiends on the floor, scratching again. Paparazzis with their cameras, snapping them. DA try to give a nigga shaft again. Half a mil for bail cause I'm African. Or because the fool was harassing them. Trying to play the boy like he's saccharine. But ain't nothing cheaper, I hold my gun. I got and the bitch ain't one. Hit me.
I got
99 problems.
Hit me.
Hello. 111, yeah, you're on the air.
Hi, Vince.
Hey, who's this?
Me.
Who?
Carl.
Who?
Carl.
Carl.
Oh, hi, Carl. Yeah, hey, what's up, Carl? What's on your mind tonight?
Listen, did you take the cats for a walk tonight? Or, because I think little Sparky peed on your side of the bed. And can you run to the store for me and get me some hummus?
Okay, the cat's name is not Sparky or Spunky or whatever you called it. All right, it's, I don't even know what the goddamn cat's name is, but I don't have time for this shit. Benjamin Solomon. Benjamin, what's going on, dude?
Hey, what's going on with you?
Oh, I'm just chilling with two fine young ladies and enjoying my second White Russian of the evening, and also just sucked down a nice little healthy bone hit.
Well, anyway, where's Goofy Bone and One-Eyed Jew?
The other day, okay, I was going down my man,
And I smelled something, and I didn't know what it was. And I know that wasn't me, you know?
Now,
wait.
I'm sorry.
Wait, who is this? Are you telling me that this is the bitch on my man? I don't understand.
No, I'm not saying that. No, I'm suggesting that you maybe if you want to switch men with this other bitch, maybe you and the other bitch want to switch teams.
Is she calling my man? Is this a girl calling my man? Is this a girl who's...
Like, let's think of this as like the NBA. You guys are trading players, all right? All right. 925, you're on the air. What's up?
I had a question for Dazzle.
Yeah, go ahead.
What's it like being Mormon?
She's not Mormon. She's Baptist.
Like a Mormon.
She said she's Baptist. She's not Mormon. She lives in Utah. She's not Mormon.
How? If you're from Utah, you're Mormon.
Immigrated here.
Utah is a state. It has geographical boundaries. Just because you're physically in those geographical boundaries does not mean you are automatically anything.
I just want to know why she on my man. I just want to know.
Who's your man?
Why your man on me?
You know my
man's
on L. You don't know my man's on L. My man at work. Shit, he getting paid. This ain't cheap. This don't come cheap. I want to know who this razzle dazzle is getting it free on the side. Sideline hoe, sideline bitch. I don't care. How comes I can't be the co-host? What's so great?
Well, I'll tell you what. I can have more than one co-host. It doesn't matter. I can have several co-hosts. I have plenty of jelly rolls to accommodate everybody, ladies, so... You know, there's plenty of room. My lap is like a fucking amphitheater, all right?
Yo, it's Darrell. Darnell. Sonny's.
Wait,
son of a bitch.
What?
Fuck.
All right, man, forget it. You gotta try harder. It's your boy. Vince in the Bay.
If you're having troll problems, I'm your bad producer. Got
99 trolls. Wow. Oh my God. I can't believe I Has Candy sat through all of that. That is unfor real, dude. I can't believe you listened to two Nine Inch Nails songs and then 99 trolls. My little dedication to all the trolls that are calling to my show or have called into my show. And you're still listening. That's amazing. Thank you again for tweeting out that you want to lick my shaved ball sack. That was amazing. Equally as amazing was Nikki Smokes a Lot in the Green Room. Wow, that woman is on fire. She is a firecracker, for sure. Very fun girl. Glad to have her on the show tonight. And I don't know, unless you tweet me something in the next 20 seconds, I Has Candy. I Has Candy in gives me a heart sign in the on Twitter, and then he says, "I'll listen to you to the death." Yeah, poor guy. I'm gonna wrap it up here, dude. But before I do, I'm gonna give you a chance to ask me any question. Any question on your mind? It's been a slow night. Not only did Russell League show up and then take off, but all the Anonymous kids didn't show up tonight. Like, all last week it was Anon Sicko and, you know, Melissa 13 was missing in the chat room tonight. Mary Mad wasn't there. Worth of the World wasn't there. Yeah, there's whole, like, groups of people who are just absent tonight. It was weird. Kind of an off night, dude. I'm sorry, I Ask Candy, that you had to endure not only a show that is, you know, pretty much mediocre to begin with, but you got a mediocre version of it. Except for Nikki Smokes a lot. I like Nikki. I don't know why some of these Russell Leaguers got their jimmies all rustled, because, you know, I wanted to talk to her more than I wanted to hear about their initiation ceremony of whoever that guy was. I keep forgetting his name. J-Fap, the newest Russell League member, J-Fap. Yeah, it was cool having him on. He sounds like a cool guy, fun guy. But, you know, it became the Russell League show. And, you know, why don't they fucking get their own show? They get their tiny chat, dude. It's all good. I don't care. I mean, it's great when they call in. I miss Tyrone. I miss Schmoop. Assert still calls in from time to time, which is nice. That's entertaining. But whatever. It is what it is. Let me check Twitter one more time. Would I marry you? What the fuck is... Dude, I Ask Candy. Are you a... You're a dude, right? I can't tell. I'm pretty sure you're a dude. I know I started the homoerotic thing. But you are I'm a girl. What? I need some sort of confirmation. I thought you were a dude. And no, false docs. You're not a dude. You're a chick. Oh man, I'm so confused. It doesn't matter. The show's gonna automatically end in like 1 minute. So quickly, any final questions? I Has Candy. How about this question for I Has Candy? I Has Candy. If you're a chick. Quickly, what size bra do you wear? Well, I Ask Candy asked me to marry her /him, and said he would listen to me to the death. And then a second ago, I'm a girl. She just says she's a girl. 32D. Interesting. 32D. I'm going to retweet that. That's awesome. That's an interesting size. I don't know what that looks like. Can you DM me pics just so I can verify? And I'd like your cleavage to say in Sharpie on your cleavage via I love VITB. How about that? All right, fine. I Ask Candy says lulz Night Vince. And I love that I Ask Candy is essentially just subtweeting me. I feel special. Thank you, Ias Candy. And I apologize for subjecting you to the Nine Inch Nails songs and then the old clips of me, but I had to take care of some business in the green room.